From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Following 2 days of talks in Kazakhstan involving the Syrian government and opposition, Russia, Turkey, and Iran agreed to support a partial ceasefire in place since December. Members of the opposition expressed doubts about its effectiveness, and the government's chief negotiator said an assault on a rebel stronghold west of the capital, Damascus, would continue. Russian official Alexander Lavrentyev, President Vladimir Putin's special envoy, said both sides have what he called hotheads that need to be controlled. UN special envoy Stefan de Mistura said with so many parties fighting, finding progress to end the conflict is difficult, but he remains hopeful.
No ceasefire is perfect. Never been any. But to be able to maintain it, contain it, and produce out of this some mechanism, some parameters that can be used, and having the guarantors involved in being a guarantor, is, if and when that will take place, and today it was decided to do it, quite an achievement.
Ohio State University Mideast analyst Alam Payend sees the meeting as a diplomatic triumph for Moscow.
Russia succeeded to sideline the United States and Western Europeans. And they have taken the leadership role in bringing ceasefire, and now they are working to be obeyed by both sides.
A U.S. spokesman called on Russia, Turkey, and Iran to press all sides to abide by the truce to create an atmosphere conducive to political discussions to end the 6-year conflict. Gambian lawmakers lifted a state of emergency and revoked a 3-month extension of ousted leader Yahya Jammeh's term. As the country prepares to receive its new leader, Adama Barrow still in Senegal, where he took the oath of office at the Gambian embassy last week. Jammeh left the country on Saturday. This is VOA News. President Donald Trump moved Tuesday to advance construction of 2 oil pipelines in the U.S. heartland, his latest actions that reverse the policies of former President Barack Obama. Trump signed an executive order to renegotiate the construction of the so-called Keystone XL pipeline.
We're going to renegotiate some of the terms, and if they'd like, we'll see if we can get that pipeline built. A lot of jobs, 28,000 jobs.
The pipeline designed to carry Canadian oil sands crude through the U.S. to refineries near the Gulf of Mexico. Canada's Prime Minister Justin Trudeau reaffirmed his support for the project.
In both the conversations I've had with President Trump now, Keystone XL came up as a topic, and I reiterated my support for the project. I've been on the record for many years supporting it because it leads to economic growth and good jobs for Albertans.
The Obama administration rejected the Keystone project 2 years ago on environmental grounds. Mr. Trump also signed an order building the controversial Dakota Access Pipeline that sends oil from North Dakota south to Illinois, a project blocked by the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers following protests by Native Americans. Meanwhile, the new U.S. president is expected to sign several new executive orders this week restricting immigration for refugees and visa holders from parts of the Middle East and Africa. President Trump Tuesday spoke by phone with India's Prime Minister Narendra Modi, inviting him to visit the U.S. later this year. The two leaders expressed solidarity in the fight against terrorism and discussed economic and security matters. Italian rescuers say the death toll from last week's avalanche that struck an Italian luxury mountain hotel has risen to 17, with a dozen still missing. Several people have been rescued from the rubble of the 4-star Hotel Rigopiano in the town of Farindole, which was buried last Wednesday under a massive wall of snow and debris triggered by a series of strong earthquakes. Germany's center-left Social Democratic Party Tuesday nominated former European Parliament President Martin Schulz as the candidate to face Chancellor Angela Merkel for the country's top job in elections scheduled September 24. The decision came after the party leader, Sigmar Gabriel, decided to stand down, a move seen as an end of the SPD's role as junior partner in the current right-left coalition government. 2 U.S. stock indices set records Tuesday, the benchmark Dow Jones adding more than 100 points and is now just an eyelash shy of 20,000 points. Meanwhile, the S&P 500 ended at a record 2280, while the Nasdaq reached 5,600. U.S. home resales fell more than expected last month, following 3 months of increases. Meanwhile, the credit rating agency Standard & Poor's and declining oil prices have driven some U.S. states into recession. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.